السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى الصفوة المنتجبة من أصحابه الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عيد مبارك إن شاء الله to all of you and happy new year, Hijri year of course. I hope إن شاء الله Ramadan was refreshing for your souls. So we come back to Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter number 13, and we stopped before the month of Ramadan at ayah number 17. We concluded 17. So tonight we will take ayah number 18 and 19, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. للذين استجابوا لربهم الحسنى والذين لم يستجيبوا له لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به أولئك لهم سوء الحساب ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب صدق الله العلي العظيم. للذين استجابوا لربهم الحسنى. In this life we have two groups. Quran says in this life there are two groups. One who respond, استجابوا. They respond to the invitation, to the call of their Lord. They respond. للذين استجابوا لربهم. And there are people who do not respond. One group respond and one group reject. God sends invitations to all mankind. He invites them to respond to his call. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. استجيبوا, respond when God and his apostle invite you to a matter that is going to energizes you, to a matter that is going to give you life, give you energy, give you dignity, give you success. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. God says, when you follow faith, when you follow faith, you're going to have a life of purpose. Life of faith is equal to life of purpose. You know your purpose. You know why you are here. You know your direction. Faith never promises us that we will be at the top of our class or you will get always A+. There is nothing in this book that says if you have faith in God, then at school you're going to have A plus. Faith never promises us that if you have faith in God, if you follow God, you are not going to get sick. You're going to be healthy for the rest of your life. Faith never promises us that if you follow God, you're going to be rich. But He does promise us one thing. One thing. That your life is going to be fruitful. Even if you are poor, your life is going to be fruitful. Even if you are not at the top of your class, your life is going to be fruitful. Even if you are sick, physically sick, you have ailment, still your life is going to be a life of purpose. And you know your journey. This is what faith promises us. Life of purpose. Those who don't have faith, maybe they have money, maybe they have health, maybe they have home, maybe they have family, maybe they have friends. But they don't have a purpose in this life. Their purposes are not higher purposes, small purposes, local, material. Their purposes is, where shall I go on Saturday night? Which party? How should I spend my time? What nightclub? What party? What dancing? These are their purposes. Small ones, material ones. They would not think of saving people, protecting people, reaching out to people. They are not going to think about that. Faith gives us purpose in this life. Hadaf, objective, goal, purpose. Those who don't have faith, their life is empty. Believe me, inside they are empty. Don't look at their homes. Don't look at their mansions. Do not look at the car they drive. Don't look at the jewelry they wear. Their life inside is empty. The heart is empty. The soul is empty. And because it is empty, they don't tolerate each other. They don't tolerate each other. They do not forgive each other. Faithless teaches people to retaliate, whereas faith teaches people to forgive and embrace and have tolerance for each other. This is the difference between life of faith and life without faith. Life of faith induces you with hope in this life. That every step I am taking is being counted by God, is being observed. وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا. God says, work, produce, help others. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. What you are doing is being observed and counted and appreciated by God and His apostle and the community of the believers. But when people do not have faith, They don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that their work is being counted or appreciated. They don't. And they work for material reward, not a spiritual reward. God says in this life there are two types of rewards. One, material. Material is exemplified in the money that you make. Your paycheck. This is material reward. But there is a bigger reward than that. Maybe it is invisible. You don't see it on a check. It's much bigger. And that is a spiritual reward. God says, I will give you spiritual reward. Such as what? An example of spiritual reward is God will put barakah in your children, in your family, in your life, in your presence in the community. There will be blessing. There will be barakah. These are invisible. Sometimes we don't notice them. These are God-given rewards. God-given points. This is the thawab that we talk about. Sometimes someone can survive on a small amount of money. Small amount of money. And he says, Alhamdulillah, I'm content with my wife. With my wife, yes. I wanted to say life. I said wife. And my family, and my community. And sometimes they make a lot of money and they are still unhappy. nagging, complaining, unhappy about this life, meaning that their life has no barakah, no blessing. God says here, listen to what he says in 18, verse 18. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, for those who responded to the invitation of their Lord, الْحُسْنَى. الْحُسْنَى summarizes all the goodness in this life and in the hereafter. الْحُسْنَى. God says they will be successful here. Maybe they don't have the biggest house in the neighborhood, but they are happy. Their house is small. I've been myself to homes that are one bedroom apartment, but people are happy there. They smile, they are happy. This is Al-Husna. Al-Husna is goodness from God, guidance from God, satisfaction from God. Happiness, and happiness comes from God. Happiness is God-given. Yes, of course, we participate. We partake in creating happiness, but ultimately it comes from God. It is bestowed upon us from God. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى. For those who respond to the call of their Lord, they receive what? Husna. Husna is guidance, is happiness, is success. Success here as well as the hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا. Those who, you know, make fun of religion. Those who tell you that, why do you pray? What did you find when you prayed for 20, 30 years? There are people in the community who chide you because you are praying. They criticize you. They are telling you, you wasted your time. You wasted your time, you fasted for 30 days. What did you gain? Nothing. You are the same person. They don't appreciate. They don't look. Their eyes are blind. The basira, the inner vision is blind. The radar does not work. Those, God says about them, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ, they don't respond to their Lord's invitation. لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, if they own what is on this earth. This earth and what is on this earth. It is their private property. They own it. وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and the similar amount like it. Not just one earth. They own two earths. Two planet earths. Not just one. On the day of judgment, that would not be enough to pay ransom to help them, to free them from the punishment. You know, sometimes people pay ransom to be freed. They put bail sometimes. Bail, $5,000, $10,000, $500,000. God says if they bring two planet earths, not just Orange County, huh? Two planet earths. Put them together and say, God, this is my ransom, this is my bail, free me from Jahannam. God says it would not work. Those who are attached to materialism, those who think that here they can buy everything with their money, everything. You know, some celebrities in some countries, they can escape punishment. They can escape prison. Do you know that? They don't go to jail, they pay money. But that does not happen on that day. God says if they put two earths together and they say, God, this is ransom, this is bail, it's not going to be accepted from them. لَفْتَدَوْ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ. They going to receive سُوءُ الْحِسَابِ means evil reckoning. What does evil reckoning mean? It means, if you read the Quran, if you read Surah Al-Inshiqaq, فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. An example of an easy accounting, easy reckoning. God says on that day, if you receive your book, this is an indication. If they give you your book in your right arm, right hand, you receive it with your right hand. The angels say, bring your right hand, take this book. This is an indication that your reckoning and your judgment is easy. Very easy. يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. وَيَنْقَلِبْ, he goes back to his community happy. I don't know about now, but when I was a child and we used to go after finals, nowadays it's published on internet. My days, we have to go to the school itself and they put the results on papers outside the school. So we go and we look for our names, the alphabet. Where is my name? And they put the result. Some people, they come back running, smiling, happy, jumping up and down, so you know they passed. Some, they come back, they put their head down. Some of them, they burst in tears. Some of them are angry. Some of them are swearing at the teacher. Most of them, probably. Ammar in his school with most of them. Yeah. So, God says those who receive their book of success, they passed. فَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He goes back, he or she would go back to their families happy and joyous. حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. But then, about evil reckoning, God says in Surah Al-Talaq, وَكَأَيَّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا. حِسَابًا what? شَدِيدًا وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا. We have حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, easy judgment. They take it easy with him. And sometimes it is tough and difficult and severe judgment. حِسَابًا عَسِيرًا, شَدِيدًا. So for some people, it's an easy path, easy pass. But for some, it's very difficult and severe. Commentators and scholars, they say, Akhirah, the life there, reflects your life and your manners here. In this life, if you are an easygoing person, if you are a tolerant person, forgiving person, there you're going to be treated with tolerance, with forbearance, with respect, with ease. But if you are in this life, you are a very tough person. You are not easygoing person. You are not forgiving. When someone does something to you, you would not rest until you retaliate. If someone says one sentence to you, you have to return it with 10 sentences. If someone disrespects you one time, you would not sleep in peace unless you disrespect him 5 times. Have you seen such people in the community? Huh? Do you know some people like that? In every community. God says there you're going to have a tough accounting too. There is the reflection of here. Here, if you are forgiving, there your accounting, your evaluation, your judgment is going to be forgiven. If you are tolerant here, they treat you with tolerance there. If you respect people here, they respect you there. Akhira is the reflection of the dunya. So, whatever you want to have in the akhira, you have to have it here. You have to plan your akhira here in this life. Some people in their relationships, they are easygoing. They become friends with all people. With most people, not all, with most. They are forgiving if someone insults them. As they used to teach us when we were kids, we have 2 ears. It comes through this one and it has to leave immediately through that one. Don't keep it there. If you keep it in your mind, in your head is going to boil and then explodes. Don't keep it in your head. Don't keep it in your heart. Don't keep a grudge in your heart. Don't keep it. You're going to be ill. You would not enjoy your life. You afflict damage on yourself. So akhira is the reflection of this dunya. If you want hisab and yasira there, they become easygoing with you, then you have to be easygoing here. Another translation of Hisab and Yasira is that not only they're going to sentence them to punishment, with that sentence is going to be what? They are going to chide them and rebuke them. Have you seen sometimes when you watch the trials in the courts, the judge, when he sentences someone, especially to life sentence, a rapist, a murderer, a nasty person, not only he says the sentence, with the sentence, with sentencing, he will have some declaration, statement to say. He would tell him, you are the most evil person in this town on earth. I've heard many judges say that. You don't deserve mercy. You are a nasty person. You are a merciless person. So he chides the criminal. He rebukes him. And this is, comes at the top of the sentencing. And this is even more psychologically more damaging to that criminal. God says, with some who are very evil in this life, we're going to rebuke them, not just sending them to Jahannam. Sending them to Jahannam is not enough. They have to be rebuked and chided. This is Hisaban Asira. Shadida. أولئك لهم سوء الحساب. Those who don't respond. Not only not responding, even when others are responding, they make fun of them. They rebuke them. لهم سوء الحساب ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. You know the rest of the translation. I don't have to repeat it here. Then we come to number 19, Surah Al-Ra'd. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. This is very important verse. It says, if one who knows what has been sent down unto you from your Lord is the truth, is he like the one who is blind? What does that mean? It means Islam considers those who have vision, basir, or basira, only those who know the truth of this book and the truth of the religion. But someone who misunderstood religion is blind. Someone who rejects religion is blind, including some Muslims. Some Muslims, they believe in the Quran, but they don't understand it. They understand and accept part of it, but they reject the other part. It's not enough. Those people in the Quranic vocabulary, those people are considered blind. The seeing person is the one, only the one who knows the truth of this revelation, the truth. If he doesn't know the truth, then that person is blind. Those who know the truth are mustabsir or basir. This is why when someone accepts the truth, he has a nickname. What is the nickname of those who accept the truth? Do you know? Mustabsir. Why they call him mustabsir? Because he found the truth. He's a seeing person indeed. His heart found the truth, embraced the truth. Whereas those who are moving in the wrong direction, they are not mustabsir, they are a'ma. According to this book, God says a'ma. Now the question, how do we really know we are following the highway, the right highway? How do we know? God says the journey to find the truth is a daily endeavor. It's an everyday job, everyday journey. Not once a day or once a week or once a month or once a year. Your job is to search for the truth. Your job is to discuss. Your job is to discover, is to search, is to read, is to compare. Because we have given you brain. Utilize your brain. Utilize your brain. Use your brain. Because God here, why he says use your brain? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Only those who possess intellect are able to reflect and are able to find the truth. those who possess intellect. But those who do not use their intellect, they would never be able to find the truth. Now, some people, they do use their intellect, but they are still wrong. They are still journeying on a wrong path. Why? They do have a brain, they do have intellect, but still they are journeying in the wrong direction, not the right direction. Why? What is the reason? They have a brain. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسْ They have eyes, they have ears, they read, they compare, they study, they read thousands of books, they write books. Some of them, they do write books. They are authors, they are scholars. But still they are moving in the wrong direction. أحسنت. Because arrogance takes over. Arrogance takes over. Arrogance does not allow. Do you think that people, when they saw the Prophet in Mecca preaching God, preaching the word of God, including some family members of the Prophet, including some of his closest friends, who were raised with him together, and they knew he had sound character, they knew he's an honest person, they knew he doesn't lie, they know he does not hallucinate, but still they rejected him. Why they rejected him? Because they didn't have a brain? They did. Because they had arrogance. And people with arrogance, they cannot succeed. People with arrogance, they see justice, they see the truth, but still they reject it. They don't accept it. Out of arrogance. Out of arrogance. We must always pray, oh God, please open my heart. Open my heart to the truth. Don't let me become arrogant. When I see the truth, I have the guts, the courage, the humility of following the truth. God says in the book, in this holy book, He says some people, when they are reminded that you are doing wrong, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ He becomes arrogant with his sin. He knows he's sinning. But he's being overwhelmed with his arrogance. So he would not admit, knowing that he's doing wrong, he knows, but still he's arrogant. My friends, arrogance is a very dangerous disease. Very dangerous disease. It destroys people. It destroys the scholars, intellectuals, philosophers are destroyed because of their arrogance. Stay away from arrogance. Please pray every day, God, take arrogance out of my heart. God, shield me against arrogance. And one of the best ways of trying to get rid of arrogance is sujood, prostration. But sujood with understanding. We know why we are doing sujood. We understand the meaning of sujood. We understand that I am humiliating myself before my Lord. I only submit to Him. I don't submit to my desire. I crush my desire. I suppress my desire. I don't allow my desire to overtake me. I don't. This is why we do sujood. How many times we do sujood? Every day. Many times. But still people have arrogance. So God says those who know the truth are the seeing people indeed. Those who do not want to know the truth, they are blind. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى Are they equal? They are not equal. The blind and the seeing are not equal. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Only those who possess intellect reflect. So the journey of finding the truth, my friends, the حقيقة, the truth, is a daily journey. Daily journey in our life. It's a daily journey. We have to find the truth. We read, we compare, we discuss, we study, we study, Islam should not be taken for granted. Our family's traditions, just because I am born in this family and this family is Catholic, this family is a Christian, this family is Sunni, this family is Shia, this family is Jewish family, this family is Hindu, this is not enough. You have to find your own identity, your own path, your own way. Do not be satisfied with your parents' path. Don't. God is going to ask you, not your parents. Your parents are going to be asked. On that day, we are not with our parents. They are not going to judge us on that day collectively. وَلَقَدْ جَأْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا. On that day you search for your parents, you don't find them. Furada, you are individual that day. God is not going to say, hey, you are the son of this, this is your brother, this is your wife, so stand together. This is a, you know, collective trial. There is no collective trial. You stand in the trial box, what they call it, trial stand, alone by yourself. God says, what was your role? How did you find this path? Tell me. The first question they're going to ask us there, why you followed this religion, this school, this madhab, this tradition? This is the first question. If we can ask that, answer that with success, the rest are easy. The rest are easy. But if we are stuck in the first question, wa waylah, the rest are going to be difficult too. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. Before we recite أمن يجيب, let me remind you that we have on Sunday, we have this Eid festival, inshallah. You can see the information, the details outside. It's at 11 a.m., begins at 11 until 5 p.m., Sunday, June 9th, William Mason Park at University Drive in Irvine. This is the Shia Muslim Council Eid Picnic, our fourth annual Eid Picnic. All families, all mu'mineen, mu'minat, they come with their children, with their families, with their friends to celebrate the Eid, inshallah, with lots of activities for the young ones, for the youth, for women, for men, for lots of food, mashallah. So try to make it on Sunday. A dear friend of us is recovering at home from a surgery. So please let's continue reciting dua for his complete shifa and healing, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريض المنظور اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية تقبل أعمالنا وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد